The Academy Awards are on Sunday, and among this year's historic firsts, the first woman ever nominated for an Oscar for cinematography.
I can't believe I am the first. It's really kind of crazy.
Meet Rachel Morrison. She was director of photography for both the blockbuster Black Panther and the smaller movie Mudbound, for which she was nominated. And if you're wondering what exactly a cinematographer does...
The cinematographer is basically translating the director's vision into imagery.
That means being in charge of all the cameras and camera operators. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited cinematographer Rachel Morrison at her home in Los Angeles.
It's such a mess down here, sorry.
Rachel Morrison makes her way into her basement lair. It's really not that messy, just an office crammed with art books, Black Panther comics, and the DVDs she draws upon for reference and inspiration.
A lot of the classics, Godfather, Raging Bull, City of God, City of Lost Children, Decalogue, I mean, Kieslowski was such a genius.
The movie that changed Morrison's life, though, was a foreign film she saw as a teenager in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Leolo.
The film for me is this sort of obscure French-Canadian film called Leolo. I think I had probably gone to see something else and it was sold out, and I was like, oh, well, I'll check out this film instead. And it just blew my mind.
At the time, Morrison was transfixed by lush, surreal stories and the magical realism of writers like Gabriel Garcia Marquez and Salman Rushdie.
Which, interestingly, is not at all the direction that I've gone with my cinematography.
Morrison's breakthrough was the acclaimed movie Fruitvale Station from 2013. It looks like a documentary. It's based on the real-life murder of a young Black man by transit cops in Oakland, California. That movie was also the breakout for director Ryan Coogler. They collaborated most recently again on Black Panther. When Coogler made his Rocky movie, Creed, a few years ago, he asked Morrison to be director of photography. But the timing was seriously off. Morrison was getting ready to be a mom.
I could totally shoot pregnant.
But she could not disrupt a shooting schedule by giving birth in the middle of making a film. Being both a mom and a director of photography is not exactly a Hollywood norm.
I looked for a model before having my son. I sort of wanted to reassure my wife that it could be done, and I quite frankly couldn't find one. Like, most of the DPs I talked to were men, and most of them were on their third marriages and had kids from different wives and kids that weren't talking to them and, you know, kids whose graduations they'd missed. And there was some amount of remorse and sort of saying, don't make the mistakes I made. And then others who sort of said, well, that's just the nature of the business. And for me, it's not okay.
The nature of this business means that Morrison is regularly mistaken for a hair and makeup artist or as part of the catering crew. On Black Panther, where she was director of photography, Morrison once hopped in a van with the first assistant director, also a woman, to get to set.
And the driver wasn't leaving. We're like, hey, we gotta go. And he was like, I'm sorry, I'm waiting for the DP and the first AD. And we're like, we are the DP and the first AD. Like, that happens more times than I can count.
On the set of Mudbound, though, Morrison was part of an intentionally largely female crew.
When I think of the farm, I think of mud.
Mudbound follows the fortunes of a Black family and a white one farming in the rural South.
I dreamed in brown.
When director Dee Reeves was asked to describe a standout cinematic moment in Mudbound, she remembered how Morrison angled the camera during an especially tense scene. A young female sharecropper appears at the farmhouse, murder on her mind.
Everything is angled to feel dangerous in a way.
Vera?
The woman's brandishing a knife. Two little girls play in the yard nearby.
Everything is geared for maximum tension. Like, the knife is in the frame while the two girls are in the frame. So it's like the casualness of violence in this world, like the everyday nearness of death, the everyday nearness of harm.
Director Dee Reeves says she loved Morrison's understated, elegant eye. So did one of the giants of cinematography. Before Haskell Wexler died in 2015, he saw Fruitvale Station and invited its young cinematographer over for lunch.
He actually said that what we did in Fruitvale was everything he had aspired to do his entire career, and it makes perfect sense. He made documentaries and he made narratives, but this was a film that really kind of blended both. So it was probably the most meaningful compliment I will ever get. And he also made me hold his Oscar and was like, you're going to have one of these one day, which I, of course, thought was, you know, crazy at the time. But, you know, maybe some part of this is the legacy of Haskell Wexler. So.
And part of it, she says, is also more complicated.
Now the trick for me is, you know, I don't want to win for the wrong reason. Like, I don't want to win because I'm female.
Morrison even says she does not want to win at all.
I'm kind of rooting for Deakins myself.
Roger Deakins was cinematographer for the new Blade Runner movie. He's been nominated 14 times and never won. Like Roger Deakins, Rachel Morrison expects to be recognized for the quality of her work, and she expects to be nominated again. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.